don't get us into any trouble, please. This finding a dead body thing is becoming a habit of yours.
Don't I know it? You need to investigate.
I need to investigate. You need to collaborate.
Someone who knew that Ellie had this rare allergy laced something that she would come into contact with.
The Mitchums are holding a memorial service. We should go.
And do what? Hand out a questionnaire. Please check yes if you're Ellie's murderer.
I don't know. There's something about this case that's too perfect. Unknown caller.
Don't answer.
Hello?
Ms. McGregor, I need to meet with you.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. I'm in the movie mood. I don't know about you. I really like a good movie, or movies, as it were. But I'm having trouble finding nice ones, clean ones. It's easy to find good movies, and I have to remind myself, as I'm reminding you, it really does matter what we put inside our heads. It really does matter what we see and what we hear. It doesn't matter if you're an adult, if you're a grandparent, it doesn't matter. Because God requires, now I'm speaking to Christians here, some of this won't make sense to some of you. But for those of you who are believers in Christ, we are to bring captive every thought. Now, that sounds dreadful, like there's nothing fun to watch out there, but that's not true. And so that's why today I'm going to introduce you to something maybe new to some of you, some new entertainment, some new things, some new sources for kids, adults, and grandmas and grandpas too. And so it's we're going to have a conversation with the CEO and president of the Great American Media, and we'll do that in just a minute. Well, when you think about the 4th of July, I think about the Declaration of Independence, which, of course, many of us had to memorize. It's we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, unquestioning, in other words, just they're just part of the product, they're in the DNA, and that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Doesn't end there, but we're going to end there because the point is that there are vast numbers of Americans who have not had a chance for life because their mothers have decided to terminate their lives, either in utero or with the abortion pill, whatever they're doing. And so even if for no other reason, that shouldn't happen in America because we've promised everyone the right to life, and that includes our babies. So on this July, the celebrating the birth of our nation, we remember that. And we want to do everything we can to change it. Preborn is certainly doing that, and that's by showing moms the photos of their baby in utero, where they can see them sucking their thumb or moving around. It's just beautiful, and that's what happens, and it changes moms' minds. Most of them actually do change their mind when they see that. One ultrasound is $28, and we just hope and pray that you'll be generous and give your best amount to help stop taking the lives of unborn babies in this country. We need to do it right now. So lots of things, good things are happening. Let's add this to the list. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. Well, you can call us. This is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. You can call us at 662-821-2040 and leave a message, some response, some thing of observation, something you didn't like, something you did like. We love hearing from you. So call 662-821-2040 and to leave us a message about what you think about what you're hearing. Or you can write us at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. You can find us on any of the social media platforms. And you can also find us at my website, which is sandyrios.com. I think that it's easier to listen to the podcast doing that. If you're not used to podcasting, sandyrios.com. However, if you're an AFR listener, you probably have already discovered, I hope, that you can go to afr.net, and listen to the program, or you can go to any social media platform, Apple or Spotify or Amazon or any of those, and listen to Sandy Rios 24/7 anytime. Well, you can listen to it, by the way, 24/7. Wasn't that clever? Anyway, so there are lots of ways to listen, and I encourage you to do that. All right, sit back and relax because maybe you might want to take out a pencil and paper and make notes and figure out, you know, how you can watch these great movies this summer on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness. That we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something.
Hey, brave explorers. I'm Mr. Kirk. Welcome to my treehouse.
Iggy, the nice, likable green iguana.
I'm going to tell the truth, even when it's hard.
I love to hear that. Hi.
Thank you, God, for caring for us and for protecting us.
Amen.
All right, Sandy Rios with you on Sandy Rios 24/7. I don't know. I love movies. I've always loved movies, and I love good entertainment. But it's hard to find right now. And so we have something to present to you today that I think is going to make your summer go much better, and even your life. When you think about the kinds of garbage that we are taking in our minds, I was certainly reflecting on that this morning. I watched a movie last night, and I thought, why am I watching this stuff? This is not good for my mind. And now I'm speaking, of course, particularly to you who are Christians, who really do care about what you put in your head. Well, there's a new faith-based entity. It's not so new, really. PureFlix has been around for a long time. But today we have the privilege of meeting the CEO and president. His name is Bill Abbott. He is the president and chief executive officer of Great American Media, which is the parent over PureFlix. This covers the Great American Family and Great American Faith and Living, streaming services like Great American PureFlix and Fast Channel, PureFlix Flix TV. I could read on and on, but I better just stop and let you talk, Bill. First of all, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's great to be with you, Sandy.
Okay, so Bill, you were prior to this, you were the CEO of the company that oversaw or was the parent company to Hallmark. Now, everyone's familiar with Hallmark, but I guess the question I want to ask you is how did you get started in the movie industry? What was your background that you did that?
Great question. So when I started my career, I had a degree in English and literature, and it was never my intention to be in the movie industry or getting involved with movie content creation. I was thinking of law school or being a teacher. But I wound up in this business and was incredibly blessed to work at CBN. And Tim Robertson was just a visionary in the cable industry. And through really working on the Family Channel and developing that and growing that, I became really committed to family entertainment, in which there's just a complete dearth of, as you know, in the landscape. So that one thing led to another, and I learned research, and I learned ad sales, and I learned the fundamentals of the programming business. And from there, I was, again, very blessed to take on movie content creation. And with a literature background, you know, it wasn't that far afield from what I had known. So I didn't start off thinking I'd do this, but I'm very happy that I'm doing it.
You know, I think that's when God does his best work, with those of us that end up doing something we had no idea where he was going to call us to do. And that makes perfect sense. It actually makes it more exciting. Now, Hallmark, when it came on the scene, and I don't even remember how many years ago that was, but it was a breath of fresh air then, Bill. And so I guess you could say you really achieved height of fame when people start making, you know, T-shirts like about Hallmark Christmas movies and all the stuff. It really, the brand is so strong, and you guys did some great work, and I'm sure you're proud of that.
Sure, you know, we had a great team there who really understood the brand or what the brand was, and was very focused on delivering to viewers on it.
So we know it went south, but when, from your perspective, I think I read that you don't mind talking about this, I hope. Because I'm sure it's close to your heart, you know. So when did the thing start going off the rails? The first time I remember was they introduced gay characters. That was my first open. But mostly it was people not sleeping together, dating, chaste, you know, pretty chaste. When did it really start to go off the rails?
I think the defining moment on the back end was when Crown Media was no longer a public company and was taken private by Hallmark. And, you know, pretty quickly we saw that, you know, their social vision and culture there was very different from what we had built over, you know, almost a 10-year period. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure to do a lot of different things that were, would have been shocking and off-putting to our audience. And so, you know, we were just looking for a lean-back experience where you could turn the TV on and not have to deal with things that would make children question you or be in a position where you would be in any way compromising what you might believe. And so the rubber basically hit the road when, you know, there was just an insistence on going in that direction. And, you know, again, we had so many loyal fans who built this business, who built that business into something that was extremely, incredibly successful, number one in fourth quarter for 5 or 6 straight years. And so, you know, it was very disappointing, but we're very proud of what we built there.
Did you get much feedback from listeners when this started happening? I heard a lot of talk, but I don't know if anybody did anything.
I want to be clear. We never oversaw the team there, never oversaw a movie that was not, didn't reflect traditional marriage or the conventional norms. So it was after we left that, you know, they did what they wanted to do and really went down that road. So, but, you know, we would hear constantly because everyone was going there. And so we'd hear both from the press, we'd hear the pressure, when are you going to do this? And inevitably, whenever that story appeared in the media, the viewers would write in and say, don't ever do that, you know, and we made it clear we weren't going to do it, you know, but the media, again, the 1% of the East Coast left West Coast that pushes the agenda so hard, you know, was really after us for a very long time.
Well, you know, still Hallmark is doing some good things, but I've been watching a series, you probably know, it's old, Wind Calls the Heart, and the longer it goes, the more to the left it turns. I've seen the change. It's like when it started way back.
Yeah, that's absolutely intentional. Absolutely intentional.
Yeah.
We saw that coming. That's one of the reasons we left. You know, and again, I think we have a series called that's a spinoff, When Hope Calls, that is beautifully done. I've heard from countless viewers how much they like that more than When Calls the Heart.
What's the name of it?
When Hope Calls. So we did Calls in 2019 at Hallmark. We did 10 episodes. And then when we started this venture, we created a Christmas movie, and then we had 6 original episodes of that continuing series that launched this past year on PureFlix. And
okay.
Great American Family.
Okay. All right. Well, before we get any further, because I've got a lot of other questions to ask you, people will, of course, want to know how they can find PureFlix, because you guys have been producing some great movies for a long time. I know that. In fact, what year did you start PureFlix?
Well, so PureFlix, really, they were the group that started it. They were pioneers in the industry. Not only did they start a faith-based streaming service and have the vision to be able to do that, but Michael Scott and team also started to do streaming back before, you know, streaming was even a thing. So it was kind of Netflix, PureFlix, and a few others back in 2015. They started this venture, and they did a phenomenal job building the library and creating content that is very faith-based and family-friendly. And so in 2021, we started Great American Media, and 2 years later, Sony had purchased PureFlix in 2021. They came to us and thought that the association with Great American Media and Great American Family on the linear cable side would be great for PureFlix. And so they came in, invested, and bought half of our business and are now a part owner and PureFlix lives on, and with that heritage of great movies that were created back in from 2015 through 2021.
So, but the question still remains, just, you know, how could Roku, is PureFlix on Roku? Is it on, I mean, how can people?
I apologize. It's available either direct to consumer through www.pureflix.com, or it's available in Roku or through Amazon or through your Fire TV device or your Roku device.
Okay.
Or in the app stores. Yep.
It's not as easy as it used to be, is it? I mean, there's so many different ways.
No, you know, and you kind of, at the beginning, when you went through all the different places to find us, you know, there are a lot of places to find us, but it's very confusing.
I know. I remember when Ma Bell broke up, Ma Bell broke up, and then the phone confusion began. That's how old I am. We used to have a much simpler system
right
than we have.
So don't feel bad.
All right. So you guys are doing some specific things. And as I understand it, you're coming up, I believe this is, tell me if this is the lead one, a Military Appreciation Month? Is that, no, you've got July 4th coming up. What are you doing for the holidays and in terms of patriotism?
Yes, so the purpose, the raison d'etre for Great American Media is, it was 2020, and as you know, the tone in the country had really gone south, and you know, again, I think, you know, the vast minority were, you know, doing things that were really shocking. And we saw the need to reaffirm faith, family, and country and start a business and an entertainment franchises that supported faith, family, and country rather than being derogatory, which 99% of the media is around all three of those pieces that are beloved within the country by the vast majority of Americans. So we started this with the premise of doing everything we did would support faith, family, and country. And we're so proud of the offering across all three of those genres. On the countryside, we produce a number of movies and have produced a number of movies that have military themes in them, and they're very uplifting and positive about the military's role in protecting the country and about people who serve. And so we'll be doing a marathon of military movies. We're also kicking off America 250. The first concert was recently produced by Lee Greenwood, and we're very proud to have that as well as part of our celebration. So it's the theme of Celebrate America, not be derogatory toward what America stands for or, you know, America's history. And it's quite a concept that you'd actually be supportive of your country.
Yeah,
but
you know,
in this world where there isn't a lot of support in the media anyway,
Bill,
find it super important.
I have a suggestion. I think you should get the rights to airing the military parade on the Army's 250th birthday in Washington, D.C. with the fireworks. Did you see? I'm sure you did see some of that.
Yes.
It was
incredible.
No,
and we would love to. We really want to work with the administration and whoever is running America 250. We have a number of really strong plans, I think. And we're doing America Reads the Bible, which will be a 7-day 12-hour-a-day reading of the Bible by celebrities, by military, by all walks of life. And that'll be at the Museum of the Bible from April the 18th through the 25th next year as a kickoff to America 250. So we will definitely be involved in the America 250 celebration, and we're super excited about playing a role there again that shows the beauty and the greatness and the wonderful things this country has done for the world and at large for 250 years, and we plan on showcasing that in a very big way.
Well, we are a kindred spirits, Bill, because I was just reading your dad was in World War II. Mine was also. And I mean, there's just, I think sometimes people, there's a missing gene here in our culture right now where people don't know their history, and they also sometimes, I'd say most times, don't know anybody that served in the military. So they don't really have an understanding of why these things are important.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's been, and you know, it's a wonderful thing. God has given us peace for many, many years for the most part. I mean, you know, for in terms of really having to pay the price of what, you know, military, like World War II, you know, you look back and the rationing and the different things that would happen as a result of the war. And, you know, I think that there's no question people have softened up and they do not understand the greatness of America and what America means to the world overall. And, you know, I mean, one of the things we heard that in 2016, when the commission was created for America 250, couple of the premises were they would not talk about George Washington and they would not position America in a positive light. That was the commission that was hired to do America 250 back in 2016 under the Obama administration. So, you know, I mean, it's just disgraceful the way our heroes have been treated and the way the country's history has been treated. And we are here to make sure there are outlets that tell a different story.
Oh, Bill, I was living in D.C. when Barack Obama was president. I lived there before that, too, but my second tour of duty, so to speak, was when he was president. And I swear, I lost my temper on so many occasions going to various museums. For instance, I finally visited the summer place where Lincoln used to ride his horse. I mean, it's just the old soldier's home. I went to the old soldier's home, just for instance, and it was filled with the most vitriolic anti-American stuff you can imagine.
Wow.
In the bookstore, I was fit to be tied. A Ford Theater. I love Ford Theater. I've been there so many times. And then they started, you know, parading musicals and plays that were just degrading. And and then the bookstore there is horrible. And that most recently, I'm doing all the talking here, but we went to see the archives, National Archives, recently. We're back in D.C. And my husband and I just wanted to go in and see the Declaration and enjoy it again. And that was fine. That was pretty fine, except adjacent to that, as you walk down the corridor, is the Magna Carta, which I'm fine with that, too. That's the basis of our Constitution, in part. And then right away, but America did not hold up to its standards. And you go walk a little bit, and it's all about slavery, vicious stories about how America failed. Then it's all about women's rights and how women have been mistreated. Then it's all about workers and how they've been mistreated. That's what's there with our Constitution. So I just wanted to underscore what you're saying, how we have to reestablish.
And the scary part is, you know, the educational system is picking right up on that's what kids are learning. And, you know, it's absolutely outrageous. It is outrageous. And we need to continue to work hard. And thank God there's an administration who will not stand for it and will not tolerate it. And, you know, there's so much to do, though, that, you know, they can't accomplish it all in 6 months or 1 year or even potentially 4 years. So election 2028, we should start the campaign now.
Yeah, really, exactly. All right, so, Bill, just some more frivolous questions here. What you mentioned one show, you mentioned When Hope Calls the Heart. When Hope Calls... Huh? Getting confused.
When Hope Calls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, what are some other like series or movies that you have had, you think you want to really recommend to people just to get them started on PureFlix?
Sure. So, we have a wonderful series called County Rescue that's all about EMS workers, and it's not a reality show. It's a scripted show that just positions, you know, the lives of EMS workers as characters and, you know, what they deal with on a consistent basis. And they're truly modern day heroes in a way that's never spotlighted. We also have the God's Not Dead franchise that is very much focused on the country and around free speech and around freedom of religion. And we all know during the most recent administration, the Biden administration, all of those freedoms were very much in jeopardy. And so, you know, all of the content that we produce or that we house on our platform is filled with stories like that, that are very much focused on, again, reaffirming faith, family, and country in one way or another. And those are some that I would definitely point out.
Bill, how in the world do you go about, and did you even go about with Hallmark, finding suitable actors for your stories?
Well, first of all, I think you would be surprised, not at the necessarily the volume, but of the quality of some of the talent that obviously can't speak about what they think, but feel a certain way. And it's not all one-sided. And so, you know, we definitely work with people who are aligned and who share our values and who also, you know, live their lives a certain way. And that has been, we've been very blessed to be, you know, working with people like Candace Cameron Bure, who is just a stellar person and a wonderful actor and content creator and in every conceivable way, just a great symbol of Americana. And Danica McKellar, and you've got, there are just so many people that I could call out. And John Voight really leads the way in terms of being somebody who takes no prisoners and wears the flag on his sleeve and does it in a manner that is always first class and at the same time sends the message that, you know, there are pieces of Hollywood, very small pieces, that you can work within and not have your, either your senses assaulted, which is very often the case, or get hired because politically there's such an agenda against people of faith and against those who are necessarily supportive of the country and family.
You know, incidentally, I love movies and I love books and I love history. I've been reading or listening to an audible of the story Charlton Heston. Okay, now that may sound weird, but I didn't know much about him, really, except, you know, bits here and there. But honestly, Bill, it took me back in time and made me see what I kind of instinctively knew, is that Hollywood used to be a different place, where truly great men were actors. I consider him, after reading all the things that he did and the stands that he took, the great things that he accomplished, and just the way movies were made then, it was much harder. It's not like all computer-generated. Everything had to be manufactured and done. It was hard work. But there were real men who served in the service and had grit. So even things have changed so much there. But one thing, do you ever care? Look, I used to be a singer and travel, had a band and worked with all kinds of people, orchestras and stuff. And I'm, as a Christian, I did... for the most part, Christian music, it was pop music then. But I would be pretty careful that the musicians I worked with shared my faith. But a lot of times they didn't. I would hire people all over the spectrum. And as long as they were not the majority, I thought that seemed pretty right to me because they got to hear some really good stuff. And I remember it having a tremendous effect on many of their lives. So my question to you is, do you ever hire somebody to be an actor who's kind of hostile or to either to faith or to, you know, to the country, whatever, who it worked and maybe you even made some inroads in their heart and mind?
Well, Sandy, it's a great question. We've had challenges actually the other way, that we hire people and they don't tell us that they're going to be very negative about what we do until after they've been hired and they finish a project. And then they'll go to the press and talk about how we are X, Y, and Z, which are never flattering comments. So, you know, I think when people are looking for work, they're willing to say almost anything. And then, you know, they get here and they become a problem. So I haven't, you know, we haven't had the situation where we've been in a position that someone has kind of come around after working with us. No.
Okay. Not that you know of. All right. I know right. I'm getting
well, that's
this.
True too. Well, that's true, too, because at the same time, you know, the world is entertainment, first of all, is extremely influential, as you know, way overweighted. But nevertheless, it is what it is. And then secondly, I think when you the company that you keep is so important in life, and the people that you're with on a consistent basis really do form your overall perspective in a lot of ways. So I think, I hope we have had that impact.
I think you have. And now one last silly question. Have you had, now Candace Cameron Bure, I think is how you pronounce her last name, has become pretty well known, I think, even outside of the realm of PureFlix and Hallmark. But are there any other people that went on to make some kind of inroads in more secular outlets? Any other actors or actresses?
Well, actually, the ones that we are working with now have come from there. I mean, we are, our roster of talent is full of people who move from Hollywood to Nashville. Nashville is, as you know, just the place to be. And a lot of our talent that was with us at Hallmark has come over, and they've either moved to Nashville or they're with us, which is saying the same thing either way, I think. So, you know, actors like Cameron Matheson and Trevor Donovan and Danica, who I mentioned, and, you know, on and on, there are people that we had great relationships with at the other place and now have followed us over here, and who are able to say what they really think, which is refreshing.
Are you, now you told me this morning you're in New York, but is that where you film, or do you, where do you film your movies?
Yeah, well, yeah, we love our new potential mayor. No, we do not. Well, actually, we're filming 20 movies in Buffalo. We haven't announced that yet, but that's coming. And then we film a lot of our movies in Tennessee, Kentucky, a few in Canada. And ultimately, though, we want to make all of our movies in the U.S. And Texas has a new tax credit that we plan on taking advantage of as well. So very excited about the developments domestically.
Okay. Well, that's all great news. And I just to come wrap it up here for those of you listening, if you're like me and you're looking for something decent for your own mind, it's not just for our kids, it's also for our own minds. PureFlix is a wonderful choice. Again, it's I'm not sure how to say this, but it's Great American Media. That's what Bill is the CEO and president of, but PureFlix is a subset of that. However you want to say it.
Yeah,
if you go to Pure,
absolutely.
If you go to
PureFlix.com, yes.
Yeah, PureFlix.com. It will solve all the mysteries of my confusing language there. And you can find out where they are and find out how you can watch all these great military, patriotic movies and love stories, too, if you're hooked on them like many of us are. So, Bill, are you hooked on the love stories?
You know, I have grown to love the love stories. They are really a lot of fun, and really we love them.
I think a lot of men do. They just don't like to admit it. But anyway,
you should see the viewer. Yeah, the viewer comments we get are so affirming of what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wish you all the best, and thanks. This will give my listeners something to look forward to for the summer months here and for after that, too, for sure. So Bill Abbott, the CEO and president of Great American Media, we appreciate your efforts and all that you've done through the years, Bill, and for you also just your courage to make a big change because of your own personal convictions and start this project. And so we wish you the very best. All right.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much, Sandy.
All right. Okay. Sandy Rios on. Yeah, you too. Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Did you know that since Roe v. Wade was passed, and that was back in 1973, over 66 million babies have been aborted in the United States? That's nearly one in five pregnancies terminated. With the abortion pill now available at local pharmacies and through the mail, a woman's bathroom now has become the scene of the crime. And that's where she tragically expels her child. We have to stop this. And you know how to do that. Preborn is a master at saving these babies and their moms. Go to preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
I was a fisherman once.
Jesus of Nazareth, where is he?
If I knew, I would be with him.
I know where you can find him.
Well, traitor.
Should Caiaphas or the Romans appear,
he entrusts us to be vigilant.
He has nothing, yet he has everything.
Later, you will understand. I was a fisherman once, but he made me a fisher of men.
That's a trailer from a movie called Last Supper. That's from PureFlix. And of course, they offer, you know, it is things that are biblical, but also blatantly Christian, but also fun. Ainsley McGregor Mysteries is the clip that you heard at the opening of the show today, which is a lot of fun. And then, of course, they have children's programming. It's programming for the whole family and for the mind of the whole family, for healthy minds and good entertainment. And so you go to pureflix.com and you can figure out, you know, however you watch TV, that will help you figure out how to find them. I thought that was a great conversation with Bill Abbott. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you're as pumped as I am about finding some really good movies to watch and replacing some of the stuff that we should not be seeing. So how about that? And it'll be fun stuff too. Think about The Chosen. My goodness, did any of you ever think that you would enjoy that or benefit from it the way you have? And were you bored? Did you dread watching? Or were you like us and you couldn't wait to see the next episode? So, you know, there's wonderful things. God's, I think sometimes we have the opinion that things that are holy or worthy or noble are not entertaining and they're not fun. But God's stuff is the best, captivating, exciting, real joy, not fake joy, and lasting on its effect of us. So go to pureflix.com and find out where you can find these things. Of course, I couldn't do this without the help of Timothy Plan. And of course, you know that they help you put your money where your values are. Many of you have already made calls and talked to them and kind of gotten some things sorted out about your investments. And they help you discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy, that's timothyplan.com/Sandy, or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.